Katy Country 94.1 Z96.3 Classic Rock continued its annual 10 schools in 10 days tour yesterday as we attended Kennington Thunder Ridge practice with Joel Struckhoff in his eighth year as the head football coach in Kennington. He's 47 wins, 25 losses, went 1-8 last year, beat St. John's 44-22 for their only win. This year, sophomore Tate Foreman, 5'10", 175, quarterback linebacker, 39 of 71, 466 yards passing, 76 for 470 yards rushing, will be the quarterback. Meanwhile, senior Evan Slavic, 6'5", 180, will be the wide receiver. He had 24 catches for 252 yards. Juniors Declan Tweedy, Brillon McDowell, Connor Engelke, and Connor Wagenblast lead a loaded team that hopes to rebound from that 1-8 record. Struckhoff, who still holds the all-time rushing lead for 4 years in the state of Kansas, says it's all about the weight room, and he's got a great core with Foreman and Slavic and the juniors, and they look forward to another great year. It's not a trip to Kennington without seeing Don Weans, the all-everything legend, who has a football field named after him, who mows the grass, teaches, and is the AD. Struckhoff says he appreciates everything about Kennington and hopes to have a better year this year.
Tate, freshman quarterback, did a really great job. You know, that's hard stepping in as a freshman, especially a quarterback. Have a lot of responsibilities. You basically have to tell everybody what they're doing every play, and especially in our offense, you know, you might have a guy every play asking you where it's going, because it's just sometimes that's the way it is, and that's tough as a freshman. So I feel like he had a great summer and really grew, and we've got a lot around him. Like you said, Evan Slavic, big, tall wide receiver. You put it around him, he's going to catch it. And a lot of these guys that were sophomores last year going to be juniors this year have really grown, worked hard in the weight room, got faster, got bigger, all the things you need to do to get better. And we've already seen a big uptrend, I feel like, from last year just by effort and motivation to work harder. You know, it just comes from good leadership from the guys up top. You know, if you buy into it, it's proven it works. It's just getting kids to buy into, like, this is the way we do it and this is how we're going to do it. This summer, we focused a little bit more on agility stuff, a little bit more speed, a little bit more plyos, some agility. And I feel like that's been a real big help for us. You know, we've got kids that are a little bit faster, a little bit quicker this year because of maybe some of the stuff we did this summer. The strength was still there, had kids working really hard, getting stronger. It's just, you know, you've got to put in the work. If you want to be good, you have to put in the work. That's all it breaks down to. Yeah, we've got a lot of kids that are built all about the same, you know, so very interchangeable. And we feel like that's going to be one of our things that really makes us excel this year. You know, got a lot of different guys you can plug and play. Maybe 1 week it's this guy, the next week it's this guy. And it makes for really good competition at practice right now. You know, we've got three or four guys that are all fighting for two spots. So it makes it where we're getting back to that, where we have a little bit of competition and it makes people work harder. You know, that really drives people to work when you've got just a little bit more competition and a little bit more equal. And we feel like we're at that this year. You know, I think we're just going to put a little bit more pressure this year and just being having people flowing towards the ball more. I think a lot more pressure is going to be the key factor for us this year that's going to maybe change things just a little bit. Possibility of switching defenses just a little bit this year too. Try something new. See if we've got something new that maybe works just a little bit better than what we've been used to in the base defense-wise.
Well, Coach, you've got one new coach and one old coach. Talk about your coaches and what their responsibilities are, and new coach Reese Struckhoff.
Dylan Coombs has been with me for several years. You know, does a lot of that O-line, D-line work. Been with me since I started and was there 2 years prior to me being there as an assistant as well. So he's been around the game for a long time, you know, always done the same thing, pretty consistent. And we bring Reese in this year to run the defense for us and kind of help me out with running backs, quarterbacks. Just a young energy guy too, you know. Dylan and I are getting to where we're get a little bit older, so we're bringing in a younger guy that kind of relates a little bit better and has a lot more motivation than maybe both of us do. You know, we like the coaching aspect of it, but the other aspect of it, maybe he can help us out a little bit more there.
Well, Coach, it wouldn't be Kennington Thunder Ridge without coming and doing an interview on Don Wien's field, and you can see it's good a shape as ever. Always an honor and a pleasure to ref, announce, or whatever, coach here. Just talk about the legend at Don Wien's field, and he's running around here making that field better today, and talk about the legend in Don Wien's, what he does for the school.
You know, Don does a little bit of everything. I mean, even since I've been young, you can always remember Don somewhere up here all the time, you know, working on the football field, mowing, whatever he's doing. But he's always making sure that Thunder Ridge looks the way it needs to look, whether it's the football field, the gymnasium, whatever it may be. You know, Don's going to make sure that everything looks really good. As an athletic director, I couldn't ask for anything better. You know, he's taking care of us all the time, making sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And just, you know, when I was young, Coach, he definitely was a big help, big influence, and just making sure I understood how things worked. You know, not having a whole lot of help there, he was a really big help on stuff like that.